Welcome, Kickstarters. Hello, everyone. Earlier this year, I created this Don't Be Indifferent mural, and in this video, I want to give you a quick introduction to the background story of this painting. I'm going to produce a limited run of 100 prints on canvas like this one, so let's have a deeper look at them and their meaning. First of all, we see three main eye-catching symbols: liberty, solidarity, and peace, three keystones of a pleasurable life. But, on the other hand, underneath all this great symbolism, you might spot the whitewashed social ills and wrongs in our world. Ubiquitous things we are confronted with, but tend to block out of our daily life, like inequity, violence, greed, unethical behavior, exploitation, ignorance, intolerance, and hate all over the world. So, we might not be able to stop all this overnight. And of course, no one can be aware of everything that goes wrong in this world. Even more, many grievances are quite obvious and seem too overwhelming to be able to fight against. But we don't have to accept them, and we can at least try not to be indifferent. If you want to have a deeper look at the process of how the painting was made, see the other video clips at the end of this page. And if you are not interested in one of the limited 50 by 50 centimeter fine art prints on canvas, I'll also offer a silkscreen print cotton bag, a faux leather badge that you can apply to your clothing, and a pack of stickers. Thank you for watching. Hi again. In this short video, I'm going to show you the process of making one of my paintings. Of course, it started with a plain white canvas, to which I added all of that bad stuff we are confronted with, constantly overpainting it and adding new grievances until the canvas was completely covered with them. Next step was to whitewash it, because no one wants to be confronted with that. It's the unpleasant reality we want to blend out. Then I gave it some time to develop a nice patina. After that, the canvas was ready for transferring the actual motive, grounding, and coloring. Et voila! Eventually, I added the white highlights and it was finished. It's now ready for exhibition.